In remarks during Monday's traditional exchange of New Year's greetings with the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See, Pope Benedict urged Israelis and Palestinians to work for the implementation of commitments made at the recent Annapolis Peace Conference. The Holy Father also spoke of the need for dialogue and reconciliation in Lebanon and called on political leaders to put aside particular interests and pledge themselves to the path of peace and stability. The ambassador to the Holy See from Lebanon, Naji Abi Asi, was there to hear the Holy Father's address and spoke to us afterward.
Pope Benedict XVI has a very clear mind and a comprehensive strategic view about the global issues facing humanity. This strategic view is based on wisdom, historical knowledge and experience, as well as on moral and spiritual considerations, far from any partisan interest. What the Pope is saying, this is how we view the problems confronting the world. This is the best way, from our point of view, to solve these problems in conformity with the New Testament and with our shared commitment to pursue the common good. Of course, the Church has no coercive means to impose its message. It remains that it's up to the governments, to the leaders, as well as to the international organizations, to take the proper decisions and the historic choices on due time and not in the aftermath when it's too late to reverse the course of events.